Dana Cleave, Director of Diversity Engagement and Foundation at Walzer, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you and feature great things that not only you are doing, but Walzer's doing. And recently, you guys launched your fourth ERG. So tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about who it's for and why you guys decided to do that, Dana.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me be here. I appreciate any opportunity I can to share with the Yasodu community what we're up to. So, we just launched our fourth employee resource group focused on veterans and our military community. It's called VAW, Veterans at Walzer, not VA, it's VAW.
Yeah.
That also a couple of different ways. But yeah, it's been a really exciting opportunity to kind of continue our reach out to our employees. And we've learned a lot through our experiences of launching multiple employee resource groups, which every time we launch one of these, they're employee-led, they're employee-driven, they're for our employees, by our employees. And that's always the main thing, with a key component that they're driving elements of the business. And in times that we've talked before, I've shared this, but anytime we do this, we go back to our teams and we ask, you know, if you could see something else, what would it be? And veterans and support for military community has come up pretty consistently from the beginning. And so we knew this was going to happen. It just took some time to kind of get the pieces in place. And that all kind of came to fruition during our big kind of launch party that we do every time. We rent a cool brewery. We, you know, go out. We do it upright and do it big. And we had over 100 people show up to come and celebrate this big news. So it was really exciting.
No, it's cool. And I mean, obviously this takes months and months to plan, create, and really just find the way to bring the right resources to the right people. And the nice thing is when you set it up the way that you guys do, Dana, is it's employee led. Like here's something that they think that will work. And then you put the right people in place to make it happen. And I mean, I've seen the recap video. I've seen a lot of just public positive sentiment. And it's just really praise of like empowering your people who are already there and finally feel like they're a part of a more of like a niche group, like being veterans. And one of the things you said, which maybe I'll let you share this, but it maybe was the first time that you have seen people show up for a event like this. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I think the beauty of like having multiple groups is that you don't have to show up to every single thing. Of course, we see really good cross collaboration between all of our ERGs. They show up for each other. They turn out for each other. So we had so many, you know, people from Women of Walzer and Drive with Pride and Asian Hmong Alliance. They came to this launch event because so many had come to theirs. But the beauty is that you see people show up who don't normally come to these types of things. And I would say about 20% of our attendees at this launch event were from our fixed side, which is historically a group that's maybe felt a little bit more isolated, a little bit more like, this isn't for me. What is this? How do I check my email? No, just kidding. joking. I'm a communications person, so I always have to push that out there. But so we had a really good turnout from those folks who I think finally found something that speaks to them. And we have a lot of service members among our ranks, so to say. So that was really inspiring. And we talk about the vision, the mission, and the value of any of these groups. They have a really firm structure and a really kind of guided kind of vision on where we're going. And our vision in short is to be the automotive retailer of choice for veteran and military connected employees and customers, period, full stop. That is our goal. And so when we're in those moments that, you know, we turn to our employees and we say, are you going to help us do this? Are you in? And the answer is just a wholehearted yes. So that was really awesome.
Yeah, it's got to feel cool when you empower people to like create a group like this, and then they feel a deeper connection to not only to Walzer, but to each other. So now all of a sudden, there's technicians that show up that probably didn't even realize that they were veterans like together, even though they worked at the same place.
Correct.
They probably never talked about that. So they have to feel like this deeper connection, this deeper community that didn't exist before, just because now all of a sudden they're raising their hand and saying, hey, I was a veteran. I went through this. Hey, I went through that. So that's got to feel empowering too.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, no two people are alike, but one of the characteristics that I am noticing with our veteran community is that this is a very, humble, group of people who is not raising their hand to brag about the things they've done. And so bringing, you know, this community together and thinking about the continued mission, whether, you know, your service was long, short, it's still ongoing, creating some, you know, camaraderie and some connection around the next step. And really importantly, thinking about what, like, you know, for people who have yet to join our team or who have yet to come onto Walzer's, you know, to join us, is thinking about how we can make that transition from service to civilian life smooth. What sort of things we put in place on our careers website to make, you know, your, you know, the work you did in that career translate into this one. And I can tell you that automotive is such an amazing industry to translate skills that are honed and learned in any branch of service into automotive. Yeah. So we're a really perfect industry for that.
Yeah, for sure. So there's probably dealers out there that are listening and they're wondering, like, what is an ERG? Why would you create it? How do you put funds behind it? And I will label you as this. You are an expert in this. You are. You might not think you are, but you are. I've seen you just speak so highly of these types of resources and just to empower teams. So if there was a dealer out there that has no clue what it is and they want to do it, why would they want to do it? And second off, like, what's an easy way to make that happen?
Yeah, it's a great question and a really important one. So I think at its heart, an ERG is really just a way to create organic connection points between employees. We know that employees, at least in our work group, we're a work group of about 2,200 people. Employees who are actively involved in our employee resource groups tell us they're more engaged, they're more committed, they're willing to work harder. And they're just generally higher performers. And we learned that from our employee engagement survey. So the results are real. And I think a lot of times in my world and in the DEI world, you know, finding concrete KPIs can be a little more challenging or more direct results of your work. Oftentimes it's indirect or it's like a feeling of what the culture feels like. Measuring that can be really tough. So looking at engagement survey data like that, that's as clear as that, that talks about the benefits of what an ERG can do for your work group, whether you're big, multi-rooftop, single point, vendor, tech partner, like whatever vertical you fall in, there's no, you know, right or wrong way to do this as long as it matches your work culture, your needs that you want to achieve for the business and that you have support and interest in it.
Yeah. And I think the cool thing you guys do is you really go through and you get feedback from your employees. So there's like two sides of it, right? There's the qualitative side. There's the quantitative side. Yeah. There's like performance where you can judge on the quantitative side, but you also do, from what it sounds like, before and after feedback points. So like, hey, this is what it was before, after, here's where it's at. How do you feel now from this? And really getting that qualitative feedback from that.
So I think using those surveys is really important, and using just, we also do kind of pulse touch points too, just to, it doesn't have to be a big, intense 15-minute long kind of endeavor. It can be quarterly to say, you know, did you participate in this, you know, X event? Did you participate in the launch party or the fifth birthday event for our women's group? So using that to kind of understand that our compass is pointed in the right direction is important, and it's really easy to do. It's as simple as setting up a free survey and sending that out there. So I think using that as your guide is important.
Yeah. So now you are past the launch day of VAW. Yes. And like, how does it feel being on this side of it? How cool is it to look back over the last 3-4 months and say, man, there was a ton of work that went into this? And then also, like, what kind of words would you give to someone who should also, or to a dealer who should also do an ERG just like this?
Yeah. So I think, you know, we've gotten past the kind of the fun point of it, and the work really begins now. We always do an election to bring a board on to kind of lead this work. You know, I'm here to support and guide, but I'm not a veteran, and I, you know, am loosely connected to the military community. So this isn't my group. It's our group. It's put in the hands of people who have these experiences. We had an advisory committee who kind of helped us get to that point, to the launch party, to kind of guide and make sure we were using the right verbiage and thinking about, I mean, even as simple as, is veteran capitalized or is it not? Like, really simple details that, that might not matter to a civilian, but could really matter to someone else. And so that advisory board got us here, and now we open it up to elections to, we get them pumped, and then we bring them in, and we try and get them to get on board. And then from there, it's really up to what the board views as like our main, you know, our kind of our main priorities. And in our mission, vision, and kind of focus areas, that's kind of our guide. And so we look at, you know, employee engagement, recruitment, and retention. Mental health is one of the pillars, which is one I'm really passionate about, and sure, community outreach. And so that will kind of help guide the work that goes forward when you look in kind of those areas of focus. To dealers out there who are interested in doing this, I would say just simply look at the makeup of what the census says for your state of veterans in your communities. For us, 6% of Minnesota's population is veteran. Wow. Of that, nearly 40% is in the areas where we do business. So there are so many veterans, and they are highly engaged in the workforce. Over 80% of them are in the workforce right now in Minnesota. So if you're looking at who your customers are, buying your cars, servicing their vehicles with you, or you're trying to get this work group, this demographic to come join your work group, I would say there really is no downside.
Yeah. And just like you said, it's switching from the, like, you're at the celebration point now. Like, that part's done. It's launched. Everybody celebrated. Everybody was happy about it. And really the hard work's coming in now is where it's going to be. Yeah. It's going to be self-ran. It's going to be a lot of leadership roles will be put in place to make sure that it's around and, like, the resources are there for it.
Yeah.
Now that you're moving towards that part of it, I mean, they're going to be around for a while, because if you look at your other ERGs, the three other you have, like, I think it's the Woman of Walls, or that just celebrated 5 years.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Exactly. So, like, they're going to be around for several years.
Yes.
Easy.
We've talked about this before. For Walzer, we've so long been known for the way we do business, which is one person, one price. You don't hassle. You don't negotiate. The deal goes quickly. It's an experience built on the way the customer wants it. And that's the way we've been known for a long time. But more frequently today, we are known for our kind of culture initiatives and the things that we do to make work fun and cool and engaging. That's just as much a part of who we are now as the way we do business. So this is a long play for us. This is not something that's a flash in the pan or going away anytime soon. And I think
not a marketing ploy.
No, definitely not. I think people, they know, they have pretty good meters for when things are authentic or not.
Exactly.
And we would never want to fly a flag on the outside that we couldn't fly on the inside. I had another thought and I lost it. What I was going to say was, one of the coolest markers of engagement on these topics is that, I've had twice in the last month people come to me and say, "Hey, have you thought about, you know, I see what you're doing with VAW and these other groups. Have you thought about doing something for cancer support? Have you thought about doing something for aging workers in thinking about retirement?" And so my mind is getting bigger and bigger, because you open the door to this and people say, "Well, like, what about this thing that's relevant in my life or my life?" And so we're starting to think even bigger about what inclusion networks could look like for the broader group, touching on lots of different things: sobriety, parenthood, domestic violence. These are all things, when you work in the HR space, that just crop up in a work group, whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
So how do we continue to speak to the needs of our employees so they can have a really full cup and be okay to come to work and have a really good working experience too?
Yeah, you're right. And it's really cool that there's employees that come to you and say, "Hey, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that?" Because this tells you that they're thinking about it, and there's a passion underneath that for that as well. It's also cool anytime you can overlap, like, the mental health side of it. So from the ones you just talked about, I think of sobriety and the long-term support that would need to come from that. And if they can find that in their workplace, as opposed to the opposite, where the workplace sometimes is a temptation for that, then long-term mental health-wise, you can like discover that and find that and really help someone have a better quality of life because you're giving them that resource.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, as I, you know, in our kind of conversations, you know, I didn't go to school for diversity. I don't really even know what that means to do that, but my background is not in this work.
Yeah.
But as I learn, you know, through experience and just doing it and engaging with people within Walzer, I realized that people are complicated, and life can be really complicated, and fitting life into work isn't always the easiest thing. So creating places where you can feel good about what you're doing is really fun and cool and compelling. So I feel really fortunate to work for an organization that prioritizes these things in this way.
Yeah, for sure. So Dana, that's like an excellent note to end this episode on. It's just the right place with the right people at the right time. And it's clear you're part of a great team and you're leading the charge in that. So Dana, thank you so much for sharing about this today. And just thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Asodu. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.